You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
United States President Joe Biden says New York Governor Andrew Cuomo should resign after a report by the state attorney general found the Democratic governor had sexually harassed 11 women. His comments came during a White House press conference in which the president was pressed to comment on the findings of the state attorney general's investigation. President Biden previously said that if the investigation determined Mr. Cuomo acted inappropriately, he would call for his resignation. On Tuesday, Mr. Biden said he stuck by those comments in calling for the Democratic governor to step down.
Back in March, you said that if the investigation confirmed the allegations against Governor Cuomo, then he should resign. So will you now call on him to resign, given the investigator said the 11 women were credible?
I stand by that statement.
Are you now calling on him to resign?
Yes.
And if he doesn't resign, do you believe he should be impeached and removed from office?
Let's take one thing at a time here. I think he should resign. I understand that the state legislature may decide to impeach. I don't know that for a fact. I've not read all that data.
Mr. Biden was asked about a photograph of him being embraced by Mr. Cuomo, a photo he used in his defense against the allegations.
And he's using a photo of you embracing him in his self-defense to say that these are commonplace kind of embraces that he made and the allegations against him. Do you condone that?
Look, I'm not going to flyspeck this. I'm sure there are some embraces that were totally innocent. But apparently the Attorney General decided there were things that weren't.
You're calling for him to resign now. My question is, do you think he should be prosecuted? And what is your message to the women who have now accused him of sexually harassing them and abusing them?
Look, what I said was, if the investigation of the Attorney General concluded that the allegations are correct, that back in March, that I would recommend he resign. That's what I'm doing today. I've not read the report. I don't know the detail of it. All I know is the end result.
New York's Attorney General, Letitia James, unveiled the results of an investigation earlier on Tuesday that showed Mr. Cuomo had engaged in unwanted groping, kissing, and hugging, and made inappropriate comments to multiple women.
The independent investigation has concluded that Governor Andrew Cuomo sexually harassed multiple women, and in doing so violated federal and state law. Specifically, the investigation found that Governor Andrew Cuomo sexually harassed current and former New York State employees by engaging in unwelcome and non-consensual touching and making numerous offensive comments of a suggestive and sexual nature that created a hostile work environment for women.
Ms. James went on to say that investigators independently corroborated and substantiated the facts through interviews and evidence, including contemporaneous notes and communications. She says the evidence, which includes 74,000 pieces, will be made available to the public along with the report. Acting U.S. Attorney for the Southern District of New York, June Kim, said the culture at the governor's office was rife with bullying, fear, and intimidation. Ann Clark, lead investigator with the New York Attorney General's office, detailed the findings of the state's investigation, which ran over the past 5 months since July.
On November 16, 2020, in the executive mansion, the governor hugged executive assistant number one and reached under her blouse to grab her breast. This was the culmination of a pattern of inappropriate sexual conduct, including numerous close and intimate hugs, where the governor held her so closely that her breasts were pressed against his body, and he sometimes ran his hands up and down her back while he did so. There were also several occasions on which the governor grabbed her butt.
Ms. Clark also spoke of allegations involving a state trooper who suffered harassment.
The governor also several times inappropriately touched a state trooper assigned to the unit to protect the governor. In an elevator, while standing behind the trooper, he ran his finger from her neck down her spine and said, "Hey, you." Another time, she was standing holding the door open for the governor. As he passed, he took his open hand and ran it across her stomach from her belly button to the hip where she keeps her gun. She told us that she felt completely violated to have the governor touch her, as she put it, between her chest and her privates.
She spoke of a widespread pattern of subjecting women to unwanted advances.
The governor also inappropriately touched women who were attending work-related events at which the governor made remarks. At one event in September 2019, while having his picture taken with an employee of a state entity, the governor grabbed this young woman's butt. At another event in May of 2017, the governor pressed and ran his fingers across the chest of a woman while reading the name of her company, whose logo was on her chest. The governor also engaged in a widespread pattern of subjecting women to unwanted hugs and kisses and touching them in ways that made them uncomfortable.
In a recorded statement after the findings of the independent inquiry were revealed, Mr. Cuomo denied he had acted inappropriately and made clear he has no plans to resign.
First, I want you to know directly from me that I never touched anyone inappropriately or made inappropriate sexual advances. I am 63 years old. I've lived my entire adult life in public view. That is just not who I am. And that's not who I have ever been.
Democratic House Majority Leader Senator Chuck Schumer says he was disturbed by the allegations.
Today's report from the New York State Attorney General substantiated and corroborated the allegations of the brave women who came forward to share their stories. The New York State Attorney General has conducted an independent, thorough, and professional investigation that found the governor violated state and federal law, had a pattern of sexually harassing current and former employees, retaliated against one of the accusers, at least one of the accusers, and created a hostile work environment. No elected official is above the law. The people of New York deserve better leadership in the governor's office. We continue to believe that the governor should resign.
The civil investigation will not directly lead to criminal charges against Mr. Cuomo. If you or someone you know needs assistance, please call 1-800-RESPECT. That's 1-800-737-732 or Lifeline on 131114. Assam Al Ghalib, SBS News.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.